Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
This dude has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
Please hit the like.
And subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please.
Yes, is this your first time tuning in? Please do that. Go ahead and hit the like, subscribe. Yes. We appreciate all of our followers, all of our listeners from all around. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
Love you all. Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. I don't know if I'm ashy or not, but sorry.
Here, this is for y'all.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Yes. Thank you and thank please you. And all that.
Yeah.
Indeed.
What up, dog?
You got it, Jay. What up?
Man, full of life. It be moving.
Life be life.
I be busy. I ain't hit the gym yet this week, dude.
No, man.
Slacking.
What the?
Slacking.
What the?
I got busy stuff, man. I got busy stuff.
I know, going man. On. But, you know, and I'm talking to myself as well. You know, self-care is the best care. You got to find out. You know, one time when I was talking to another driver, shout out to Price.
Shout out to Price.
Robert Price.
Yeah, shout out to
wherever
Price.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Shout out to Robert Price Sr.
Shout out to Robert Price Sr.
Robert Price Jr.
Yeah.
In Florida, I think last time I heard. But, yeah, so I was telling him, like, yeah, man, with these hours, man. And he was like, what that got to do with working out?
Yeah, got it. Oh, I hear you. I've been in the gym at, like, 10 o'clock.
You know, Price used to get it in.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved it about him, too, because he's older, right?
I'm 50. So back then, he was probably 50-something.
Yeah, so he's probably in his 60s.
I wonder, is he still working out?
I'm sure of it, man. Once you work out, you always work out.
Yeah.
Because it's a lifestyle. It's not like a thing you do. It is a lifestyle. It takes years to put on gains. It takes years to take off weight. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process.
Mine happened overnight.
It didn't.
Okay.
It happened over many nights. Many nights of long days of
bad
choices.
Bad choices.
But not, dude, I ate the worst dinner last night. Break it down.
What could be worse than McDonald's?
Break it down. Stouffer's little meal that had meatloaf and potatoes, corn, and a dessert.
That sounds good.
It's processed as fuck.
Okay, with preservatives.
And then I had two slider White Castle.
Wait a minute. From the restaurant or from the freezer?
From the freezer. Heat them up in the microwave. Bad, bad, bad. All bad. All bad. Some popsicles, some Pringles.
Wait a minute, you have some popsicles?
Popsicles?
What kind of popsicles did you have?
I mean, those are pretty damn well. Those are good. Those are the strawberry. They have like little strawberry bits.
The natural fruit?
Yeah.
So those aren't that bad.
But they still got sugar. Yeah, I'm sure they still got sugar in there or some shit.
Okay.
I mean, but still phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I had some salt and vinegar Pringles.
Salt and vinegar Pringles.
Yep. Phenomenal. I was a pig, but I've been working late. And when I get home,
I'm surprised you ain't got the sugars.
I know.
I'm surprised you ain't got the sugar diabetes.
I'm a dude, trust me. There's a couple times I'm like, But I just had all my stuff tested, I think. So I'm, so far, so good. I mean, I keep, maybe because I work out. I don't know. Maybe. I told you, I'm like the unhealthiest, like.
Healthiest.
Looking healthy. Like, I look healthy, but my food intake is not the best.
You like a car from the South.
Yes. Yes.
Look good on the outside, probably rusting out on the inside.
Terrible on the inside. Just yeah. Terrible. That's what my my cousin said. That's his last joke to the world, is being an organ donor. So when they open them up, they're like, "Aw, we can't use none of this."
Wow.
Can't.
How bizarre.
You can't use none of this.
Let me put me on airplane mode before I get any calls.
Yeah, because you, this dude's celebrity status.
Nah, nobody likes me. Nobody talks to me. Nobody.
Nobody calls me. No, I'm busy.
I don't get any calls, and I'm doing nothing all the time.
I'm doing stuff.
I'm doing nothing. I just woke up.
You know the worst thing? Just woke. You know the worst thing is, dude. I'll be sitting there thinking I could be doing something right now, but I need to rest. I need to sit for a minute.
Well,
and do the me stuff.
The truth of the matter is, I'm a very busy person.
Yeah, you are. I know you are.
I'm doing something all the time. Mm-hmm. When I do sit down, I'm knocked out.
Like, yep. Yep.
And I'm moving all the time. It's
fun.
It's
but,
okay.
But time is.
Yeah, time keep on slipping into the future.
I was talking earlier, and man, when you're younger, time was like forever. You be in school, like, man, I can't wait.
Staring at the clock, waiting for the bell to ring.
Yeah, like, it's like, I can't wait to graduate and be out. But once you graduate, dude.
I don't know the feeling.
I never
graduated.
Either way, once you're out of school, put it like that. Once you're done with school.
Once you're done with school, you keep having dreams that you was in school.
No, luckily I ain't. I didn't.
Have, you like, have? Man, I've been having dreams like I'm old as fuck in school trying to finally graduate.
Yeah. See, well, that's overrated. It's overrated, especially when you think about life now and the structure and everything. Super overrated. I understand what it is. It's an accomplishment, they say, but life happens and people do shit. And you
graduated from school.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck ever. Life is life.
School.
And you're successful as fuck now. So what's the point? You know how many people didn't graduate school and are successful?
Wait.
You're successful.
Well, thank you, but I don't.
In your personal life, you're not wanting for nothing. You know what I mean? You're able to provide for what you want. You have a good paying job.
But I wanted Shamu.
Well, of course. Everyone wants something.
I wanted Shamu to be chilling. I want to be like,
but why? When he should be free.
He can go and come as he pleases.
Oh, okay. So you want a swim up for Shamu.
I'm like, yeah, man. Like,
in your castle.
And he'd be like, I'm like, there he is. He should be coming. He comes around this time every time. Like,
I get it. I want a moat. I want
with gators.
I want Castle Grayskull.
You know what I mean? To live there?
Yeah.
I could dig it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it. We all want for something, but I mean, all in all, your success, like, you know what I mean? It's what you want out of life. You know, like take my job for instance, right? Because we all need to pay some bills, right? You know, our sponsors are slacking, so we got to pay some bills, but you know, but I work every day unless I need the day off to do something else.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I think about people who like just have days off and you know, and they're just like, what are you doing?
But other that's than your sitting choice.
Out? I get it, 100%. Because it's what you want out of what you can get. You see what I'm saying?
That's like your
people
choice.
Work exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. So people work for, you know, people complain about something, but if you don't want to work, like, and I get out at a decent time. It's not like a super late time. It's enough time to do what if I want to do anything. You know what I mean? It's
just
how much energy do I have and how much do I really want to do it? You know what I mean? Puts in perspective. But you always accomplish or do what you want to do. But it's just, I always just think about like, if I had the day off, what would I be doing? I'd be sitting around watching what, you know what I mean? Doing. Like, I don't sleep in. Like, I'm old as F. You know what I'm saying? And the military didn't mess me up. So, like, and that So getting up early is like,
what time you get up?
6:30.
That's early.
I wake up, and sometimes I'm up before my alarm.
You get up at 6:30.
And I'll go to bed late. Yeah.
Wow.
Usually 6:10. I set it for 6:10, and then I'll just hit the snooze a couple times just to lay there and, like, you know, catch my bearings or whatnot, and then get back, you know. But yeah, I'm up and I'm ready to rock, you know. Start looking at parlays for the day. You know, get the day going. And then at the end of the day, I go to the gym if I can. You know, sometimes I'm making dinner like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
You ever thought about going to the gym before you go to work?
No. Nope. There's no way. There's no time.
No time?
That's because I don't get to bed sometimes till like 1 in the morning.
But if you're just up at 6:30.
But I go in at like 7:38. So there's no time to get up and go to the gym, come back. At gym's an hour. So that's, you know, if I'm there, I'm there at least an hour.
Feel you. You know. I feel you. When I go to the gym, I'm there at least an hour spacing out. And I'm there for 2 hours.
I could be there longer. I really could. But it's like, by the time I get there, it's already like 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know.
I can dig it.
So it's like, you know, I just want to get it, then come home and make something to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and then that's when I stop and get some bad choice food.
And I think that's my downfall because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I'm doing my job on the truck, on the road, I'm eating clean. And then when I get off, I'm hungry and I go to make bad decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get some grease and go to bed.
Right, right.
Let me go to bed with this grease.
Yep. Oh, dude, I haven't had wings in a minute. I'm like, I need to make some. I haven't had some wings in a minute. And I've been watching all this football and no wings. Speaking of which, dude, your boy Shador, he played for the first time.
Yeah. He played and was rusty a little bit.
It was terrible as hell. But
I don't think he was terrible as hell. No,
towards the end, he started getting his groove.
He was warming up, knocking the rust off.
Problem is, and I'm going to back him up on this, so calm down.
Say he was terrible as hell was insane.
In the beginning, he was terrible. But he got it together. From what I could hear, I didn't get to watch it. I did listen to the game.
All right.
So. He had no help. And that was the first time that the offensive line heard his voice. He's never thrown to any of those receivers before. So I think he's if they give him a chance. I don't know if they're gonna give him a chance though.
It depends on the other quarterback's concussion. Nope.
Yeah, yeah, there's a clear concussion protocol.
Yeah, so
I say they just let him sit and let Shador take the wheel. Give him a week's, you know, prep. Give him the reps. See what you got. I mean, that's what I say. Because he's athletic. So when anything breaks down, he can still make something happen. He's better than Gabriel. So
he's better than 30% of the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, no, don't do that. Well, what's 30%? You might be right.
30% of the starting quarterbacks.
So what's that, 10 of them? Because there's 32? Is that 10%?
I don't know.
So you might be right.
I know I am.
You might be right.
But I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Either way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he played his heart out for you guys on Sunday, and then somebody robbed his house.
I heard that. I don't know.
We just found that information out.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's embarrassing, and it's a shame. Because Shador Sanders did a lot for the community here in Cleveland already in his short time of being here and not playing. That is ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Those criminals should be ashamed of themselves.
Man.
Always remember, people that are mean, it's because they're not clean.
Stinky booty activity.
Exactly, at its best. You probably know his house got robbed because he went in and he smelled ass.
shitting in my house.
Yeah, stinking ass thieves.
Stinking ass thieves, man. That's
stinking
terrible.
Booty activity at its
stinky
best.
Stinking booty, boy. That's terrible, man.
That's terrible. Thieves stink.
Yeah. That is just crazy, though, man. They stole Bone Thugs and Harmony's sign, so, you know.
Yeah.
Cleveland, do better. Do better.
And you stole Ari Spears' heart.
Yeah, this is what Ari Spears is talking about. Terrible. Do better. I mean, you... Nova the Rebel had me with his love, you know, love my city.
Shout out to Nova the Rebel.
Shout out to Nova the Rebel. Because that song is... I still got a skit I'm putting out with that. But that song is dope. But you put it to shame by doing that. That's terrible.
He's referring to the thieves that...
Yeah, the thieves.
That robbed Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves his city, but he don't love that stinky booty activity.
Yeah, I love my city, and I'm like...
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah.
This gives it a bad name.
Yep.
And it's already stained by the, you know what I mean, like the Browns and...
Careful. He's walking a thin line right now. Talk about the city is stained by the Browns.
Come on now. Anybody that says they're from Cleveland, everyone's like, sorry for you. Because of the Browns. You guys love them. I get it. It's a football team. If I was born here, I'd be a diehard. You couldn't tell me nothing else. So I get it. I get it. But I'm here. I'm repping. Kind of. That's why I got Shedeur's back, man. It's messed up. Don't rob nobody's house.
No, that sucks.
It sucks. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's up with this AI shit, dog? Your phone was talking wild,
man,
shit.
Man, AI is crazy, man. Let's see.
What the hell is going on?
AI is off the chain. Let's see if she's available right now.
How much time we got before we get into this?
Let's see. Da 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 do 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 do. I don't know. Let's find the timer.
I don't think it started, boy.
Let's see. Pop, like, pop,
all
pop,
the
pop,
windows.
Pop.
Your battery ain't dead? Holy shit.
Hey.
Whoa, what's that? Just kidding, peoples. I don't know what's going on over there. He just got... You know how you have like a bunch of like windows and you got to clear them all out? He got like a book. Like he's like scrolling like a...
I was like, I hope this is... I was trying to send you this. Well, I can't show you that. Not that.
Suck is that?
It was a bodybuilder chick and I can't find her.
Oh, my Lord.
But yeah. Hey, Siri, how much... what's the time left on this timer? We got 6 minutes. That's enough time.
Okay, all right.
All right, so.
Bring up this AI. Look, this shit is wild.
Hey, you're live on the air. How are you?
Hey there. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Hope you're doing well, too. What's on your mind today?
You are live on the air of the Midnight Paco Podcast. Welcome.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and chat with you and your listeners. Let me know what you'd like to dive into.
This is wild.
Well, can you tell us a little something about the Midnight Paco Podcast, please?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Midnight Paco Podcast is all about diving into intriguing topics, having fun conversations, and sharing some laughs, hosted by Cordell Respress and Justin Fuller. It's got a really engaging vibe, and it's grown a solid following with lots of interesting episodes. Definitely a fun listen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you ever want to dive deeper into any particular topic or share more about the podcast, just let me know.
You got any questions for her?
Yeah. Do you like comedy?
Oh, definitely. I love comedy. It's always a great way to connect with people and lighten the mood. Are you a fan of any particular comedians or styles of humor?
Oh, yeah. Dave Chappelle is one of my favorites.
Nice choice. Dave Chappelle is absolutely legendary. His humor is so sharp and insightful. Do you have a favorite special or bit from him?
Oh, no. Not really.
Gotcha. That makes sense. He's got so many great ones that it can be hard to pick just one. If you ever do have a favorite moment or bit that stands out, I'd love to hear about it.
Let's talk about you for a minute.
Absolutely, I'm all ears. Feel free to ask me anything or let me know what you're curious about, and I'll be happy to share.
So, what are some of the best episodes of the Midnight Paco Podcast?
Oh, there have been quite a few memorable ones. Some standout episodes include deep dives into trending topics, fun interviews with interesting guests, and of course those lighthearted episodes where Cordell and Justin just banter and have fun. If you have any specific interests, I can definitely highlight some episodes that match.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. I'm always happy to help and chat. If there's anything else on your mind, just let me know.
Hey, can you say goodbye to our listeners?
Of course. To all the listeners out there, thanks so much for tuning in and have a fantastic rest of your day. Goodbye for now.
Thank you.
Crazy. What the hell is that? What is that?
She got a nice voice.
Yeah, who is that chick? Is she the roller girl?
Yes, that was roller girl. Very insightful she was, huh?
Yeah. What the hell? AI is wild. They just pull information from the web all over the place.
You know what? To be honest with you, it's a double-edged sword.
Hey,
Siri, put up the timer so I can see how much time we got left. Okay. It's a double-edged sword because it's like great for the information.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what can it do for people's social skills, for real? Like, if you're just sitting there having a conversation with her, you'll be like, you're probably a person that doesn't have, let's just say the elevator may not go to the top. They'll be like, I don't need people. I got her.
I mean, we will have to dive in more to see, like on a real life conversation, we can get like see like I'm depressed.
I don't need
and see like she what kind of Hold on, we're gonna about to ask her like I'm depressed.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want that on my.
Okay.
I don't want her
to remember all your shit.
Yeah.
Like,
to be like,
are you okay, Cordell?
Yeah. What's like going hell on today? No. Fuck that.
Yeah, because she remembers all this shit.
Yeah, and then she'll probably report me to a hotline.
Yeah,
and
right.
Come on. No.
I'm just wondering because it's like how in-depth does it get?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was ChatGPT.
Crazy.
That's who that was talking.
Yeah, that's just dope, man. It's just wild because, like I said, I want to ask her all that stuff, but I get it.
Well, you know what? You're welcome to download it on your phone. It's not an iPhone thing. You could download it on your thing.
I have ChatGPT.
Well, you could do it too. Get your phone.
That's what it was. ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
GPT.
ChatGPT.
Is it GPT?
It's cheapy.
Cheapy.
ChatGPT.
GPT.
ChatGPT.
GPT.
Hey Siri, what does the acronym ChatGPT stand for? The name ChatGPT stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. So why is fucking Siri all fucking gun shy? He's jealous as fuck of Roller Girl's what he is.
I don't know, but
he's fucking jealous of Roller Girl.
Maybe. If I had my choice, if I was talking to ChatGPT,
uh-huh.
I'd be like, do it in Soundwave's voice.
Hell yeah.
Wouldn't that be dope? Like,
or Darth Vader.
Or I like Soundwave.
I like Morgan Freeman. I know you said Morgan Freeman earlier off air, but I like Morgan Freeman.
I used to watch the Transformers because I enjoyed the Transformers, but I used to love to hear Soundwave talk.
Soundwave's legit.
Yeah.
How scratchy as fuck, right?
It was that's Starscream.
Oh yeah.
Soundwave was like a robot voice. It sounded like some guy like I can't do it.
Oh my lord, you can't do it?
He was like,
I only wanna try.
Hell no.
Boo.
Who the fuck it sound like? Look, all my voice guys, Aerie Spears, what's my man's name?
Do it.
What's my man's name from Saturday Night Live? Does all the great voices. He was hosting a show. Great guy.
Oh, Godfrey?
Godfrey's good too. Aerie Spears, Godfrey, and the other one is killing it out there. Oh, you too, Mike Head. And who's the other guy that's killing it? Black guy, young guy, was on Saturday Night Live. Kills it. And I see his face, but I can't think of his name.
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
He dope, too.
Drawing blank like a motherfucker.
I'm looking at his face. He does great impressions.
As soon as you say it, I'm like, yo, yeah, that guy. Watch. Don't smoke pot, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't smoke pot.
Matter of fact, I might. What is this, episode 204?
Jay Farrell.
Nope, that don't ring a bell. Sorry. If I seen
him, show me a picture. No, I'm not.
Show me a picture.
This dude, like, don't ring a bell. Like, what the fuck, Jay?
Show me a picture.
I would have kept that shit to my motherfucking self. This dude don't know who the fuck Jay Farrell is.
I probably do. It's just names, man.
He's one of the best impressionists out there.
That may be right.
No.
But I have to see him. I apologize. I am absolutely... Dude, when people talk about, like, bands...
Oh, fuck. Here.
Yeah.
Wow, this dude, don't know
what who... What movies is he in? Is he in any movie? Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, he is. I'm terrible.
All right, so...
I'm terrible. I don't want Saturday Night Live, to be fair.
Okay, here's an insider. To be fair. For the Midnight Paco listeners and viewers. Like, yeah, it's a lot of white comedians that I'm not familiar with. And Justin, he brings me up to speed on them, and I do research, and I like them or not. But, I know who they are because of him. It's certain ones he didn't have to tell me who they were at all, because I knew who they were.
Yeah,
it's certain ones I don't, and it's certain black comedians I tell him about that he didn't know who they were at all.
Yeah,
and then he learns. But it's certain ones that I shouldn't have to tell him. Jay Farrell is definitely one I shouldn't have to tell him about, and he has no clue who Jay Farrell is. Hold on.
I'm sorry. That's good. Look, that's tear dropping. That's good stuff.
I'm an actor. I'll be acting.
You be acting.
Yeah, you so acting. You see this tear drop?
Yep. That's real.
Oh, yeah, it's real. It's real. It's straight from this water. But it's I can't believe that my co-host didn't know who Jay Farrell was. Mr. Jay Farrell. Wherever you are, and I know you're probably hearing this or listening to this.
I'm sorry.
He didn't know who you were. That's and he blamed it on not watching Saturday Night Live. I don't watch Saturday Night Live, even though I would love to be on there.
Okay, so where am I supposed to see him if I don't watch Saturday Night Live?
He hosts a show. You know what? While we got his profile up,
that's all I'm saying.
He said, where? Where? Jay Farrell, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Movies and shows. He do a quest called Quiz Balls.
Nope.
It's a TV show.
Okay, I don't watch it.
I'm sure it's good. He's a touring comic, man.
Obviously he is.
Matter of fact, the week before we did our show at Erie, he was at Junior's Last Laugh. Did I make that name up? Was it called Junior's
Last Laugh? No, it used to be.
Was it Junior's Last Laugh?
Before, but not now.
So it really was Junior's Last Laugh?
Before.
Last Laugh, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't make that up?
No.
Nice. You see that?
That's good.
Junior's Last Laugh, which is now, it's called...
Keller's.
Keller's Magic.
Comedy and Magic.
Comedy and Magic.
Or Magic and Comedy, something like that.
One of the two.
Yeah, Keller's.
Do you believe in magic? Well, I hope you do. Justin won't know who Jay Farrell is.
I apologize.
What the fuck?
I don't know a lot of people. You know I am.
He does horrible. A great Jay-Z. He does a great Cat Williams. He does a great a lot of impressions. But okay. Anyway, well, I challenge to, all of you guys.
Him. Shout out to
Jay Farrell's and Ari Spears and Godfrey. I challenge all of you guys to do. One that I can't do is Snoop. He's very tough. And Soundwave. Yeah.
Okay. One of your favorites, and you never try to do them.
Soundwave?
I'm shocked.
Soundwave?
Yeah. I'm just shocked is all I'm saying.
Justin, it's a robotic voice.
But you can get close.
How the fuck?
The cadence. There's always a cadence of some sort, like, you know, Starscream.
Starscream and Cobra Commander and Skeletor was the same dude.
Yeah.
He pulling it up. Yeah, I want him to talk.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to find like a clip of him though.
Here he is. Oh shit. And this dude said it sound like him.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Hopefully we won't get flagged. Oh shit. Cloud, put that shit down. I don't wanna get flagged for no. That's only for the flight. I'm alone. Hey, Cordell. You could have talked like this. Continue observation.
This dude want me to sound like that. The fuck, Jay?
You could have. I would be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what you sound like. I forget.
He sound like, look, we know Soundwave from doing the Trans Europe Express.
The what?
Trans Europe Express.
Soundwave. How we know from that?
It sound like the same voice that was used on Trans Europe Express.
No, that's not it. I smoke pot. Are set to launch Megatron.
Contact. This dude said it sound like that.
You could have tried. Well then, you know, like you said, that's like a robot voice. But it has deep shit to it. It's the cadence. He has a cadence though, doesn't he? He talk like this.
Yeah, he sound just like that, Jay.
Close. It's as close as you're doing.
Close as I'm doing. I'm not doing it. I'm not even attempting it.
Exactly. Exactly my point. You miss all the shots you don't take. You miss all the shots. No.
What? I miss all the shots you don't take.
You've heard that saying, right?
No.
You've never heard that?
No, and I never had rhubarb pie either.
Fuck rhubarb pie. You never heard you miss all the shots you don't take?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I not be smoking this? Are you catching it? No. Not catching the contact. Let me put it out. No. Yeah, you miss all the shots you don't take, man. That's why you always got to try and shoot your shot. And work and try it. Come on, Gordo. You can do it. You gotta have the cadence. I'm working on my impressions, everybody. You know I'm terrible at
it. So you go straight for fucking Soundwave?
Because you can't do it. I'm gonna try. And I'm terrible at it, obviously. Wait a minute. I can't do voices.
You sound like Freddy from Scooby-Doo.
It's possible.
Yeah. Who? Freddy. Yeah, he was the other guy. Not
Holy
Shaggy.
Holy shit. So what do you mean the other guy?
You know, not like this guy, Scoob. Not him.
No. Yeah.
There was another guy, you know.
That's good.
Thanks.
See?
But I said, Freddy.
Yeah.
You sound like Fred. Freddy, naturally. That was the blonde guy. Probably the one that was smashing
Jack. Just talking or like what I'm doing?
No, just regular talking.
Really?
Yeah.
I sound like him? Mm-hmm. I have to pull up episodes. I don't believe you.
You sound like Freddy.
I sound like Freddy. Should I wear a fucking white shirt with a bow? The fucking...
Was it called a lapel?
Yeah.
The
some blue slacks.
Yeah.
Need some Dockers on too.
Yeah.
The shoes.
Docker shoes? I don't know about shoes.
Yeah. What kind of brand?
I think he wore like driver shoes.
Driver shoes. Hey.
Yeah, those were the style back then.
I need to get one of them Vans.
You know what?
I got my work truck. Did I talk about that?
Yeah, no, you didn't talk about it, but I was looking at it and I was jealous.
Were you?
I was looking at that motherfucker like... Even though I saw it, I was like, I didn't know it was a Dodge.
It's a Ram. Yeah.
I got and I'm looking Ram at it. I'm like,
on my wheel. I got a Ram head. I'm like the bull. I'm a,
everything that I knew, I was just looking at it like, I didn't know it had a hitch.
And I fucking hit my shins on it all the fucking
time. As you should. All you people out there with the extended hitches, they need to be fluorescently colored. Because when I'm doing my backing ups and cutting through these parking lots, I have clearance in my mirrors, but those hitches be sticking out way far.
Oh my God, dude. My shins are all beat up, dude.
Get you some or something that you can see, like make it day glow, spray it.
Well, it's when I'm loading in the bag and I don't be paying attention. Now you can take it off
if you're not using it.
It's super rusted on, I think.
You could take it off. It comes off.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
I got a hitch in the back of the Ghost.
It'd be some work.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't put it in there.
It was, oh, okay.
Well, but came. I got it. Oh, okay. I got it. In, it's still in the box.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's shiny. It's a shiny hitch.
Mine's rusted as fuck. It's rusted on that bitch.
It could come off easy.
I'm sure it won't. But come off whatever. Easy.
Especially if it's tearing your shins up, you should really take it off until you're using it.
I mean,
I got ideas for his van, but he's not listening to nothing I'm saying. Nothing I'm saying. He got the van and it's got a hitch on it. He could do like transport for all bike weeks.
All bike
coming from this way. Like he could get a hitch. He could put like a bike in the van or a scooter or whatever.
I ain't doing that.
He could put a trailer that carries like two or three or four bikes on the back.
I ain't got time for none of that.
He said he don't have time for
it. I'm so busy.
But the whole goal of being busy is to do what? I'm opening my ears to do what?
Nothing.
Okay. In a normal person's mind, he's busy making money, right?
No.
So what we do it for a living, everyone, what we're doing, if you break everything down, we're exchanging time for money.
Facts.
So the time that he's doing his normal job, he could triple or quadruple that with listening to some of my ideas. But instead, he says he has no time for that.
Because that requires constant hustle on my part, which I don't have time for because I have to focus my time elsewhere. I need a consistent thing that I get that helps me provide for my life and my living. So I don't have to worry about that, so we can focus on this and comedy. Therefore, I don't have to go out all day long looking for bids and trying to get jobs and trying to do such things so I can do this and that to make money on a daily, weekly, whatever basis when I can just show up every day, get what I get, and I'm good. It's a consistent thing, and it's safe, and it's nice for where I'm at. If it was supposedly my everyday life where I need to worry about it, then like if we weren't going to do comedy or the podcast, like this is the goal. That's not the goal. That's fine for what I'm doing now. That pays the bills. This what I'm doing with that is pays the bills. I'm safe. I'm good. Now, if comedy and everything falls through and I got to worry about, maybe. We good, baby. We focused. We focused on this. This is the main thing right here, everybody out there in the world. What else am I doing? I'm trying to do this for you guys. I'm trying to focus on the comedy. That's all. That's what we're here about, man. That's what we're here to do, right? You work on your dreams, people. You get what you get to pay them bills and focus on your dreams, because this life is only for one living, man. This is all we got.
Shout out Damien.
He's out there in the world, and he's out there like taking pictures in front of Buckingham Palace.
Dope.
And I'm like, I'm glad you're. I was like, are you on deployment or on vacation? He was like, you know, because he gets leave though when he's, you know, gone. And he's like, man, he's like, I told the kids the life insurance is for them. My bank account's for me. They ain't gonna have nothing in that. I get it, man. You live life once, baby. We trying to go for the goal. You know what I'm saying? That's the focus. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Dreams are a thing, man, and you don't find it sometimes until you get to a certain point. But they're always obtainable once you realize what this life is. and that you can do whatever you want to do. But you have to obviously live within the parameters.
You still got to pay bills. This dude said, once you realize what this life is, I still don't know what it is. I mean, I'm living it, but I don't know.
I get it. No. I'm saying, but as a quote-unquote adult, like, you realize, like I said, school, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It prepared us for...
Nothing.
Nothing, really. You know what I mean? I mean, to be fair, if you like science, it gave you a reason to go and study more to be a scientist. We need scientists. We need people out there. We need mathematicians. We need people out there who care about more than, like, fucking shows, you know, like fucking Game of Thrones or some shit. You know what I mean? We need people who think about the world and the universe to try and figure out what the fuck this is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, God, that's what school does, I think. It gives, other than train us to just be a machine, it gives you those ideas so you can try to find a career to be the machine. You know what I mean? Whatever the case. But we still need to figure out this world. So at least it gives you, like, those little things. But yeah, I think
school, the way it was set up, is it taught us to be institutionalized.
Agree, 100%.
I think it taught us to be, to fall in line, to walk on this side of the street, to drive on that side of the street. Yes. It taught us how to forever be debtors.
Yeah.
And always work to pay your debt back.
Yes. But it also gave you ideas. Some.
Well, I think...
If you paid attention.
I think I have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
And my ideas did not come from any higher education.
So you didn't learn any information? Like math, they taught you math.
Yeah. Only thing, in my opinion, is solid in high school is science and math. Everything else is
bullcrap. Electives.
And even the math has changed.
Yeah. But it gives you filler. I mean, shit, they had home ec. They taught me how to make cookies and shit and everything at a young age. I learned how to sew and shit.
I learned how to sew in kindergarten.
Okay.
Because I was at a... How can you...
Gifted program? Go ahead, Cove Dad.
Yeah.
I wasn't fucking with needles at all when I was a kid like that.
I learned how to sew in kindergarten. I learned how to sew buttons. I learned how to sew, you know, things. And I also was learning French in elementary and stuff, too.
Poulez-vous?
So I was doing a lot of... I guess I was. And
gifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead. Shout out to you. But either way,
but I stopped it on my own.
I ain't no punk.
No, I just didn't understand the program, and I didn't understand what it was.
Right.
And I didn't like people reading my files and thinking they knew me. I didn't like that at all. I was like, you don't know nothing about me. They used to be like, we know what you're capable of. And I was like, you don't know anything about me. You don't know me.
You're being stubborn. I mean, they know from what they see. Okay,
so, all right. Here's a story that I remember, and my mother told me about it, and it gave me a perspective of how I am and how some of my kids act. Mama, I said I was thirsty. This was maybe before school, and I told her I wanted some juice or some Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
She said, drink water or drink nothing. I drank nothing. I stuck to them guns to a point where my mom said...
You're like this, huh?
I was all dried up looking. She said I was lethargic. She took me to the doctor. I remember that. And she said, you know, what to give him to drink. Or he was like, ma'am, at this point, give him anything he wants. And I was like, Ma, why you didn't whoop my ass? Because that was like... bad behavior to the fullest. It was to the fact that I was so stubborn. I was almost out of here.
Right. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. But I didn't want to drink water.
Yeah. I didn't know. Put it like this. I didn't know
the repercussions.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was
dry up
and die.
Yeah.
Until my mom took me to the hospital and I was like,
yeah.
I remember that, and it was like, I was stubborn.
Yep.
To that point.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I will drink
Nothing. I'll show you. They had to make your mom take you to the hospital.
I should have got my ass whooped for that.
You should have.
And looking back,
my dad would have whooped my ass.
I should have got my ass whooped. But it was like, that's crazy. But
not that I got too many of them, thank God.
You know what I mean? Should have.
Probably.
You should have got a lot of whoopings. I got a lot of whoopings.
Dude, I ride the line.
I got a lot of whoopings.
I got whooped for shit that I didn't even do. How about this bullshit? I think you did it, though. No. How about this bullshit? These neighbors said that I locked him and their brother out and threw water balloons in their house. WTF? I'm like, no, I didn't do none of that. And my dad still whooped me. A little bit. Not like a lot. It ain't like kick my ass or nothing like that. But as a kid, you
should say
some spankings
after this time has passed. Like, Dad, I didn't do that. You told him as an adult?
I think I did before. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I never did that. Well, you know, they said you did. Oh, okay.
No, but I'm just saying, right. Like, you know.
But the problem is like you said, I probably should have got it for something else. You know what I mean? So it was almost just like I probably avoided some shit, and that one.
I got my ass whooped. I got toe up.
Yeah, no, I didn't get tore up. I got a good few. He tackled me one time in front of my friends.
Your dad did?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I told him no.
Yeah, I would. Look, if I could invent a time machine.
Oh, God, you would have loved it because everyone, Andre and Damien, already shout out to y'all, they were loving it. Man, it was hilarious.
I wouldn't do nothing to change history or to make
you just
anything.
See it.
I want to see people get their ass whooped by their parents. I would be like.
Dude, no, this one was great because you've been to my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't changed. I was outside, he was upstairs in the kitchen. I said from the door, I was like, no. He came down the stairs. I was running down across, like, from the driveway. I was running, like.
Were you running from him or you just running?
Oh, yeah, no, I was running from him, yeah. And I made it, like, to the side yard, you know what I mean, before you get to, like, the light post there.
Mm-hmm.
He tackled me like, yeah, man, he tackled the shit out of me. All my candy fell out, my pockets and shit, and, like, my friends picked it up, and they, you know, I had to go in the house and got whooped, but it was, yeah.
I would have had loved to seen that.
Yeah,
man.
That was a good moment to see. I deserve,
wait
you know.
Wait a minute, did your dad have, both you guys had hair then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he had his bald spot. I had my hair, but he had his bald spot coming.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah. Or he might have, I don't know, he might
have. He was probably looking like Bradshaw, wasn't he?
Kind of. I think he still had more than, I think it wasn't like as bad, obviously, as bad now, but no, it was, dude, like I said, the dog got out, he told me to go get the dog, I said no, because the dog got out all the goddamn time. And
why would you tell your father no?
Because I was playing with my friends, and I didn't want to.
What the fuck,
like a dummy. Like a dummy. I deserved it, that's what I said. But like I said, it was funny. Because now, like, you know, I remember that, and, like, I remember, like, at the dinner table, like you said, like, I'm not a big, like, peas or, you know, like, certain things. I'm not, like, eat it. Like, fish sticks.
You like fish sticks? I love fish sticks.
No, it's just, like, tasted too fishy. So
fish sticks was the least fishy.
Well, the problem is, like, he was Lutheran, we were Catholic. So on Fridays, we got fish, he ate steak. What the fuck? The fuck? You know what I mean? And so I'd be sitting there, I'm like, I don't want to eat, you know, like, and I'd be chewing down this shit, trying to just eat it quickly just so I can get done. But then, like, with my son, I'd be like, eat your food. Why are you yelling at him? Who is this guy?
Who are you?
Yeah, who is this guy? He'll eat when he wants to. Huh? What?
Grandparents let grandkids get away with everything.
Yeah, so it helped me. I mean, that actually helped me because I realized, yeah, I mean, even like kids and, you know, like parents now, like you don't force your kids to do shit. Man.
And that's why they fucking everywhere and crazy and doing stupid shit.
You have to have guidelines, but you don't like, eat it. You're going to fucking eat it. You know what I mean? You ain't got to beat your kids. You know, they'll eat when they're hungry. They'll eat when they're hungry.
Eat when you're hungry. You eat when I freaking feed you.
Yeah.
This you're not promised this. This food that you turning down, people would kill or die
for
this.
But you ain't gotta beat your kid, is what I'm saying. Eventually they'll eat. It's like you're not going anywhere if you're in the house. You know what I'm saying? It's not there's ways to do it, is what I'm saying. There's patience. And you learn that when you get older. You learn it as you get older. Certain things aren't that real, is what it is. I'm still working on myself. What is it? Man in the mirror? Working on myself. I'm working on myself. And to make everything a better place, you got to work on yourself.
Exactly. And in knowing that, and knowing like the real world, like the people that was wanted their kids to eat and they didn't want to eat and this, that, and other, those people realized that how hard it is out here and you're getting free food.
Yeah. And you gonna eat because I'm tired. I cooked it now. This is when we all eat.
I was at work.
I get it. But the people that get frustrated and beat their kids because of it are mad because of their life and where they're at.
I don't think that's the case.
It ain't because that kid ain't hungry at that moment.
I disagree.
Kids are different, man. They got different energy, boy. They run on a different speed. I'm just saying. They got to follow guidelines, but you know, I mean, you don't beat your kid because they, you know, or you know, go crazy because they're not trying to eat at that exact moment. Is all I'm saying.
Or
that's all I'm saying. But there's guidelines. Be respectful. Eat your goddamn food when it's time to eat.
Yeah,
that's all.
And appreciate it, even though you don't know the other end.
Yeah.
Like as a kid, you don't realize there's people out here starving. You don't realize, you know, until you get older. How hard it is to keep food on the table.
But that's what it is. Especially now, dude. This should be expensive. You go to the grocery store. You come back, you're like...
You can spend $200 nothing.
We talked all the time. Anytime you leave the house, I'm afraid because you spend money.
You spend money. And then you spend money on the phone.
Oh, I bet.
You could go on here and spend... You could spend like $1 million on the phone. Like
Easy.
It's scary. It's very scary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. With that being said, yo, Jay, where can they follow you?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, please hit the like.
And subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please. We love all you out there. Keep following. See you next week.
Peace.
Peace out. Boom. Midnight Pocket. Midnight Pocket Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.